The report comes from the Scripps Gerontology Center at Ohio's Miami University and showed that in 2013, the quality of the state's 962 nursing homes was lower than the national average on 10 key measures. Those include the percentage of patients suffering from falls, pain, weight loss, and mental health-related issues. Peter Van Runkle speaks for the Ohio Healthcare Association, the lobbying group for Ohio's nursing homes.
They were using 2013 data. And when you look at the 2017 data, the current data, there's a different story on a number of those measures. We are now above the national average. These measures tend to move around some.
2013 was 3 years after John Kasich was elected governor and made a widely reported comment about special interest groups, including the nursing home lobby, that he repeated again in 2011.
You get on the bus and we're going to run you over. Now, they think they're going to stop me, some of them. They think they're going to be able to carve out their little piece of pork. They think they're going to keep their snouts in that trough. If they do, you lose.
Now there are 930 nursing homes in Ohio, and Kasich's office still has concerns about them, backed up by a recent release of data showing there are still big problems with them, especially larger facilities and those that operate for profit. The spreadsheet from Kasich's Office of Health Transformation shows smaller facilities get higher ratings, and most of those with top ratings are in the 64% of facilities that are nonprofit. Greg Moody is the director of the Office of Health Transformation and says there's a way to improve those stats.
Our objective is always to reward the facilities that are providing the best quality. Unfortunately, the way our current reimbursement system is set up in statute, we pay the same price for the facilities that go the extra distance and provide really good quality. We pay the same price as the facilities that have lower quality, too.
But Van Runkle disputes that.
The notion that all facilities are paid the same regardless of how they perform on quality metrics is just inaccurate. There are in statute five specific quality measures that we have to meet.
And Van Runkle is especially concerned about what the Kasich administration wants to do, move to private sector managed care plans for Medicaid patients instead of what it calls a one-size-fits-all reimbursement.
We find it really ironic that the same administration that is pressing this message that we're not up to snuff is at the same time wanting to cut us and then put us in managed care, which, of course, managed care plans have a financial incentive to pay providers less, because the less that they pay providers, the more goes to their bottom line.
But Moody says more than 20 states are trying this approach and linked it to the state's five-year pilot called MyCare Ohio, a managed care program which covers around 100,000 Medicaid and Medicare recipients.
We have seen evidence that managed care works through our own MyCare project here in Ohio. So the evidence is pretty clear that, in fact, managed long-term services and supports does improve clinical outcomes for patients, and it saves ultimately taxpayers, because we're talking about the Medicaid program here.
The Kasich administration's plan was cut from the budget the House has passed, but the Office of Health Transformation is hoping to lobby the Senate to bring it back. The House also added $100 million to nursing homes, but Van Runkle says there are still $135 million in cuts that were not restored. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.